Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome into 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Drew Kreisman, and believe it or not, I am excited to be talking Colorado Rockies baseball with you here on the show. But part of that is because, no, I'm not going to be talking about last night's baseball game very much. It was brutal, as you all know, whether you watched it or not, and I watched most of it. I hung in there. I really probably did watch, at least listened to them get through that finally. Watched the young guys come in and actually do some interesting things near the end of the game. But ultimately, as most of you are probably aware, if you've listened to me before, you know where I've been on this season for a while now, right? It's going to be a bumpy ride. Buckle up. There's going to be some rough nights like that. It's going to be another bad year. They might well lose 100 games again. However, I'm going to spend most of my time focusing on the big picture, what matters the most, and not reacting too much to individual terrible games. We'll see what plays out from here. We all remember last year when they lost 25-1 to the Angels and then ended up winning the series, right? Sometimes these individual implosions, especially when they're record-setting, when you're breaking records, they tend not to be necessarily indicative of anything. Though, of course, bad teams are more likely to do that. And we all know that right now, as constructed, the Rockies are a bad team. That said, most of what happened last night did come down to Kyle Freeland just not having it, right? And so the one thing I do want to talk about before I get to a little Vinny Castilla candy for everybody, I was saving this Vinny Castilla interview I did with him during spring training for a rainy day, as it were. And what do you know, day one, I guess day two of the season, oh, we're using it because I feel like everyone could use a pick-me-up and doesn't necessarily need, you know, a brutal breakdown again of the game. However, the one thing I do want to talk about a little bit is Kyle Freeland, because that's kind of the only big picture thing that happened last night to be worried about, right, is that Kyle Freeland has been on a downward trajectory over the last couple of years. Now, he still managed to be either above average or last year sank all the way down to right at league average. We watched him have a very good spring training, and the most important thing about that was that his velocity was back up. And in the game last night, we saw him sitting on 93-94, which he hadn't done for all of last year and a little bit into the year prior to that, where he'd been down. Sometimes his average was 89, right? So he's talked about it. He did several things from a mechanical standpoint, went and worked on it to try to get his velo back, some of it even just being shoulder strength. But the velo was there. The location was not. He was just throwing fastballs right down the middle, kind of belt high, and he was getting punished for it, right? And so if Kyle Freeland has a bad year, yes, that's a bad sign for the future of the Rockies. It is one of the few sort of veteran guys who signed for a while who you need to remain pretty good in order to turn this thing around a little bit more quickly, right? If Kyle's downward trajectory continues, that is bad news for the future. If it was just one bad game because, he's made all these adjustments and he just wasn't getting to the corners of the plate last night and he ends up having a decent season, then this will mostly be a forgettable occurrence, right? Maybe slightly less so because it happened on opening day, but ultimately it's not going to matter that much in the long term. Couple other quick notes. I didn't love Buddy going with Molina in that spot for the young guy to have to come into that situation and try to make his first impression in the bigs and on his team. And that was really, really rough. You know, you've got a long reliever out there in Peter Lambert. And I think maybe on some level, Buddy's thought process, and I wasn't at the game last night, so I couldn't get to talk to him about it, may have been, in a way, when a game, that inning had already gotten out of hand, the game had probably even already gotten out of hand already by the time Molina came in. And so, in a way, it's kind of a lower... It's not like he brought him in with the bases loaded in a tie game or with the team up by one and him having to preserve it, right? But all that pressure is still going to be there from everything else that's going on for Molina. So I did not love that. I will say that. I think you put him into a tough spot, and that was rough on the kid, and hopefully he can bounce back. That said, the other guys in the bullpen were probably the biggest bright spots, the only bright spots, really, for the most part, for the Rockies last night. Victor Vodnik, Jalen Beeks, who's a new guy, right, who they brought in the offseason, and then Nick Mears, who quietly was pretty good in the second half for the Rockies last year, and if he can keep that going, that'd be nice. But Vodnik, for me, is one of the 10 to 12 most intriguing guys on this roster in terms of which way could it go, right? X-factors, wild cards, if you will. There are certain young players the Rockies are counting on in their future. Nolan Jones, Ezekiel Tovar, you know the guys, right? But then there's this other group of guys who could be a big part of this team's future, but they also might not make it through the season on the roster. Michael Tolia is one of those guys, right? If he really has gotten it together and is going to make good contact and hit with his athleticism, his defensive capabilities, and his raw power, he could carve out a really nice spot on this team for himself over the next couple of years. But if he strikes out 35% of the time, the power doesn't end up showing out, he's going to end up losing his spot to one of the other four or five really intriguing outfield prospects that the Rockies have. Victor Vodnik in the bullpen is in a similar situation. His leash may be a little bit longer because we've seen a little bit more of Tolia. But with Vodnik, he's been really up. He's had these signs even throughout his minor league career, right, where a ton of strikeouts, but a ton of walks. You know, you see really, really good stuff. He'll go out and make a great hitter look silly and then walk a guy and pipe one to the next guy who hit a two-run jack, right? And he had a really rough spring. I know he was working on stuff. Almost everybody is. He was implementing new things, but it was a little bit of a surprise that he made the team, though I understand that had to do with a bit of roster math. He's got options. I think to some degree they expect him to be up and down throughout the year and that they'll have other veteran guys maybe take that spot later or maybe even other young guys. It's going to depend on who's performing well in AAA. On the other hand, it's also going to depend on how well Victor Vodnik is performing because he has the stuff and he pitched well last night. If he can lock it in and go well, he can hang on to his spot. And I think even furthermore, potentially emerge as a back end, even a future closer for this team, right? So that's the kind of wide range of potential for this guy. And it's why I'm going to be watching him very, very closely throughout the season. Because again, the worst case scenario is he's not on the team by the end of the year. And the best case scenario is that by 2025, he's in the conversation for closer or setup man, right? And I think it's going to be fascinating to watch him. So not a lot of Colorado Rockies had a good night on opening day 2024, but if I had to pick one guy who probably had the best opening night, it'd be Victor Vodnik. All right, that's enough of talk about that game. Let's do get to something that's a lot more fun. Like I said, I was kind of saving this for a rainy day. I knew they would be coming. I've got a few of these that I'm going to make sure I've got on hand. We're always going to talk about the baseball. We're not going to ignore the struggles of the team. But I am going to make sure to, one, focus on the big picture, because I do think that that's what's most important. And two, yes, have a little fun with it. We're going to have fun this season. Damn it, right? We're just going to have fun. So I want to get to this conversation. It's not super long with Vinny Castilla, but anytime you get together and talk to Vinny, it's not about the length of the conversation. It's about the quality of the conversation. And this went in some fun places that I wasn't expecting it to go, including a conversation on Deion Primetime Sanders himself. That was just absolutely fantastic to find that little nugget in here. But let's listen to Vinny Castilla talk a little bit of baseball, yeah?
Yeah, my first big league camp was 1991 with the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah,
and that's the year. I mean, the team all the way to the World Series too. So yeah. I was so excited to be in the same clubhouse of Terry Pendleton, Dave Justice, Ron Gann, Tom Glavin, Steve Avery. John Smoltz, Deion right. Sanders was
right.
there. Deion was
Prime
there.
Time.
Prime time was there. So, it was a young team, but, I mean, very talented, obviously, to go to the World Series. But the year before, it was the worst team in the league.
Right.
So they go from worst to first,
hey.
From 90 to 91. So, I mean, I was there, man, and the whole true. Billy camp, and I stayed the whole time, too. They sent me down the last day.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience, man, and I never forget that.
Any of those guys grab you side? Because I've talked to some of the veterans, you know, and then some of the young guys on the other side of it. That just that special relationship that happens in camp. Any of the veterans kind of grab you and help you along?
Oh yeah, all the veterans and help me out and you know try to help me in my game and how to handle myself at the big league level and all that. So I mean, I was a pretty good teaching, man, and I appreciate all that.
And now, last one for you, just as you watch these guys. Every year there's a group that it's their first camp. It's their first taste of big league competition. What is it like for you watching that dynamic, trying to help them feel comfortable?
That's part of my job, too, man. I talk to them and make them feel comfortable, like you say, and give me some confidence. And so when they take the field, man, they give everything they have and enjoy it and have fun.
Yeah.
Because this is fun, man, to be in a major league camp, man. And I mean, it's the best league in the world. And,
yeah.
And be training with these guys, man, that's an unbelievable experience.
Yeah. Man, that first camp had to be amazing. David Justice, Deion running around.
Ron Gann, Terry Pendleton, Rafael Belliar, Blauser,
a lot of all-star
all the
games.
Pitchers, man. Yeah, man.
Obviously, Smoltz, Glavin, those guys are
Glavin,
legends.
Avery was a young kid. Avery is younger than me, but he was like, he go to the big leagues at so young age.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it was great.
A lot of Hall of Famers on that team. A football Hall of Famer. NFL Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vinny. Right. I appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good time, bro.
Always fun chatting with Vinny Castilla. Appreciate him taking the time. And I wanted to mention that another reason I wanted to play this conversation today is in thinking about the aftermath of these really rough losses, especially on the younger players on the team. There aren't a lot of things the Colorado Rockies have done well, like consistently over the last 10, 15, 20 years, but one of them has been Vinny Castilla. Having Vinny Castilla around, especially in these types of situations. You know, I talked to Nolan Jones about this pretty in-depth last year. Pretty sure I wrote an article or included it in a podcast sometime. Those things smashed together in my brain, but that definitely happened. And he gave Vinny the credit for, on his opening game, Nolan ended up on second base, kind of overran the bag, was all amped up on young guy energy and the hype of just getting a big hit for his new team or whatever, and got thrown out at second base behind him. Kind of a boneheaded base running mistake, right? And he felt like, and it was in the ninth inning. He even said to me, you know, it cost us the game. And you can hear me in the interview. I remember now I played the audio. I said, no, you didn't. But, you know, Vinny was the guy, he said, that comes up to me and says, hey, yeah, you don't need to overdo it. You don't need to overplay it more. It's the same game, but you're having fun out there. No big deal. I've done it. Todd Helton did it. Larry Walker once handed the ball to somebody in the crowd when there were only two outs. You're going to be all right. You know, stuff like that. I don't, I made some of that up. Some of it was, but you, those are the kinds of things that Vinny can go up to these guys in these situations and do. And I think for this particular group of young players, that's going to be very helpful. You know, there wasn't always, everybody loves Vinny. Everybody loves that joy and that energy, but not everyone also brings that. And right now the Rockies have a young core of guys who do have that kind of energy. I've talked about it a lot with Tovar, Jones, and Doyle, and Tolia, and McMahon, even though he's a little bit more of a veteran, even Rogers, he's a little bit quieter than these guys, but all of them can get boisterous and want to have fun with each other, enjoy each other's company, all that kind of stuff. Not quite as buttoned up as DJ LeMahieu, Trevor Story, Nolan Arenado, even Charlie Blackmon, very serious people, right? And nothing wrong with that either. But I think there's just a perfect mesh of like vibes with Vinny and this group of kids. And so it's going to be really interesting to see, especially how the young group, because it's going to be a long season. It's going to be difficult on them. This is the year when a lot of the mental makeup of these young players is going to be forged, right? Where they're really going to have to learn how to get through the grind of baseball. You got to show up to work today. You just got embarrassed. And I don't use that word a lot. I tend to stay away from it. But that was embarrassing. When you're setting a major league record for how bad you got beat in an inning, that's embarrassing. They're embarrassed by it, I promise you. And they should be. But they got to show up to work today. That's the game of baseball. And if they can show up to work today and play a decent game, if they can make this series even semi-close, grab a game, heck, even split it, do the thing like they did with the Angels last year, go out and win it. Unlikely, right? Also, the Diamondbacks are the defending National League champions for a reason. But in the long term, this is what's going to make or break a lot of these young players. And whoever emerges from this fire, those guys are going to be pretty good. And Vinny Castilla is still going to be there forever, a Colorado Rocky, rooting them on. So thanks for listening to this episode of 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. Make sure that you are following us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, making a lot of 1-minute short videos. I guess I don't need it short in 1 minute, probably. I didn't mean to say both. But they've been a lot of fun. Did one about opening day. Did one about the Ezekiel Tovar extension. You know, is this Charlie Blackmon's last hurrah? I've had a lot of fun making those videos. People have been responding to them very positively. And quite frankly, it can be difficult to get people to respond very positively at times to Colorado Rockies content. So I appreciate that. And if you haven't checked them out, I would really, really appreciate you doing so. Other than that, I can only ever ask that you continue to be absolutely awesome out of there. You know that I will continue to be absolutely Drew Kreisman in here. And until next time, I will see you. Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.